在2001年呢，有一个人呢，他把家里面两箱旧的玻璃底品拿出来卖。
In the year 2000, someone actually took two boxes of glass photographic plates to sell.
总共就是65张，好像这样子的照片。
Total of 65 pictures like these.
所以呢，他开价钱就是70块。
So he started asking for the price of $70.
有一个油漆的工人呢，经过这个 garage sale， 他就玩他的价，45块，你卖不卖给我？
There's a painter walking through this garage sale. He asked him $45. Do you want to sell it?
他说好啊。
Okay.
你猜这些照片？值多少钱呢？
Take a guess at how much these photographs are worth.
50万 ，OK， 50万就是 half a million 了，50万，有没有人
？How long half a million? Anyone else?
5000万，5000万就是50 million， OK。
OK， 50 million， anyone else?
有没有其他？我告诉你哈。
Let me tell you.
是2亿。
It's worth about $200 million.
你知道这一个呢，就是一个很出名的，我们叫美国摄影的之父，就是Ansel Adams， 他早期的一个作品。
This belongs to the early work of the U.S. Father of photography, Ansel Adams.
他最出名呢，就是拍这个 Yosemite National Park.
His famous pictures involves a lot of shots in the Yosemite National Park.
为什么这些照片怎么出值钱呢？因为呢，他家里面呢曾经有一次大火了，就把他早期的，就是1920年到1930年的照片完全烧掉。
Why is these so worth so much? Because his house was on the fire, so actually burned up all the early days of 1920s and 1930s photographs, all gone.
换句话，这65个照片呢，就是唯一现在我们找到的他的照片。
In other words, these photographs are the only ones that we are aware of at this time.
我看到这个报纸以后呢，我在猜想这个garage sale 的人呢，如果他看报纸看见他用45块把家里面的2亿美元的宝物拿出来卖，不知道的心情是怎么样呢？
I wonder how this guy who sold these pictures as garage sales, how he feel about it, because he actually took something that's worth $200 and was sold for $45.
我想呢，他在家里面讲2亿次，我后悔就讲，就不能把他的心情讲出来了。
Even though even if he has 200 million times of saying that I regret, that would never speak as to how he feels.
你知道在圣经里面呢，有一个人物，就是我们刚刚读过的以扫，他的其实也做了同一样的犯了同一样的错误。
You see, in the Old Testament character, the one who that we just read about, he made the same mistake.
唯一的分别呢，他所损失的比起2亿美元呢更多。
The only difference is what he had lost is more than $200 million.
他是以亚伯拉罕的孙子。
He is a grandson of Abraham.
但是他把他长子的名分卖掉。
But he gave up his birthright as the oldest son.
就是用了一顿饭的价钱把他的长子的名分卖掉。
He sold his birthright for a meal.
我们今天讲到呢，会集中在这一段29节到34节这一段经文。
Our main message this morning focus on the from 29 to verse 34.
我们的目的就是我们不要犯同一样的错误。
The goal is so that we don't make the same mistake.
那么我们先来看呢，这是什么是长子的名分呢
？So let's take a look. What does it mean by birthright?
其实我们中文呢已经把这个意思翻出来了，就是如果你是长子呢，你会得到一个 得权。
So in a way, the Chinese had already expressed this, and that is, if you are the oldest son, you have a special privilege, special rights.
这个就是你爸爸死掉以后呢，你就如果你是长子呢，你就成为你家里面的一个领导人。
So that is, if you your father passes away, you have become the leader in the household.
你会带领全家，也带领他去敬拜神。
You will be leading the entire family and leading them to worship God.
所以呢，有一个就是领导的一个意思在里面。
So there is a leadership role in within this.
所以也是根据摩西的律法呢，就是如果你是长子呢，你分这个遗产的时候呢，你会得到三分的，双份的。
So according to the law of Moses, if they actually in terms of sharing the inheritance, you will have double the portion.
你记不记得在旧约里面有一个故事，就是以利亚离开世界之前呢，他问他的徒弟以利夏，你要求什么，我都可以给你。
You recall the in one of the prophet Elijah when he passes away, he asks his kind of a disciple, "What do you want to give? What do you want to have? I'll give it to you."
那么以利沙呢，他就求以利亚，他说：“愿感动你的灵。”中文圣经就是加倍的感动我，其实就是两倍的感动我。
So Elisha asked Elijah and say, "Well, I want a double portion of this the spirit. In other words, I want more of that."
所以你知道了，他的意思就是他要成为以利亚的长子，就是他要承受他好像承受他师父的这个地位。
In other words, he wanted to become in a way, taking the inheritance of Elijah to actually take the place of Elijah.
那么我们现在回到创世记二十五章。
Now we return the book of Genesis chapter 25.
那么在二十五章里面讲到长子的名分的时候，那么他特别是讲到哪一些事情呢？
So when we look at chapter 25, when we talk about birthright, what is he referring to?
那我相信呢，其实他强调的不是亚伯拉罕的财产。
What he was emphasizing is not so much the inheritance from Abraham.
这是不是他的钱呢？不是他的牛羊呢？这些东西。
It's not so much his monetary possessions, his cows and livestock.
因为你看第六节呢，亚伯拉罕呢也把他的财物呢送给他庶出的儿子。
You see in verse 6 it's also Abraham also gives some of the inheritance to his sons, children of his concubines.
所以呢，这些对不是对他来说呢，不是最重要的。
So to him, that's not the most important thing.
最主要的亚伯拉罕最宝贵的就是他与神所立的这个约。
So what Abraham treasured the most is a covenant that he had with God.
因为在十二章创世纪十二章里面呢，神应许他呢，你会成为大国。
So because in the chapter 12 of the book of Genesis, God promised him that he will become a great nation.
他会承受这个大福。
He would receive great huge amount of blessings.
这一个呢，我们了解的就是我们了解就是万国会因为亚伯拉罕得到福气。
What we come to realize is this is the blessings would come to the all the nations because of Abraham.
但是呢，如果你再往圣经里面去读的时候，读到新约的时候呢，你就发觉呢，其实神与亚伯拉罕所立的约呢是超过他的祝福呢，超过我们刚刚所谈的。
So if you actually got to the New Testament, what you see is the blessings that Abraham had promised is far beyond what we actually just covered.
你看罗马书第九章的时候呢，第四到第五节呢，他讲到他们是以色列人，拿儿子的名分，就是谈到这个长子的名分了。
So if you look at the book of Romans chapter 9 verse 4 and 5, it actually talk about the actually it's beyond the it's adoption as sons.
这个就是指到他长子的名分。
This is referring to his birthright.
那么后面呢，他还提到其他的祝福，是可以说是跟这个长子的名分有关系的。
You also look at the blessings associated with being a having the birthright as an older son.
这个就是荣耀、诸约、律法、礼仪、应许都是他们的。
And this is referring to the glory covenants and actually they receive the law and all the other promises.
他说列祖的也就是你们的祖宗按肉体说基督也是从他们出来的。
So Israel also comes with it is actually where Christ came from their descendants.
所以你看呢，神给亚伯拉罕这个约，亚伯拉罕之约呢，其实他的祝福是很大。
So the covenant that would associate with Abraham actually comes with a huge amount of blessings.
不单指他将来有一个国家，就是我们知道的以色列国。
Not only that comes with a great nation as we know the nation of Israel.
就是律法，就是我们现在读的圣经呢，也是从因为这个约而来的。
And that is the law as with the scripture that we are reading today that comes from that covenant.
他提到这个礼仪，就是你怎么去正确的敬拜神，这些方法也是交托给他们，只有以色列人当时才知道。
Only the people in Israel would know that these are how this worship that comes about is also what comes with that.
保罗最后讲到，连我们救主基督耶稣也是一个以色列人。
And also Paul also mentioned that even our Lord Jesus Christ is also an Israelite.
这个都是因为呢，亚伯拉罕跟神立约的时候呢，他在神面前有一个特别的地位。
And that's because when God had this covenant with Abraham, he had a special place with God.
但是以扫呢，就本来他是长子，这些好处、这些祝福呢，应该是属于他的。
And Esau, even though he is the older son, all these blessings should have belonged to him.
但是他没有选择，却把他的长子的名分卖掉给他的弟弟。
But he did not choose that and sold his birthright to his younger brother.
我记得呢，我认识一个老太太。
I know of an elderly lady.
她告诉我呢，她爸爸从前呢是国民党的一个秘书。
She told me that his father used to be a secretary in a Kuomintang party.
那么呢，他就告诉我，有一天呢，他爸爸呢叫他们兄弟姊妹五个人到他前面。
She told me one day his father asked brothers and sisters or five of them come before him.
那么他就把他的财产放在他们的面前。
He laid out all his treasure in front.
然后就叫他们选呢，你们选呢，你们喜欢什么就是就你们就属于你们。
He asked him to select whatever you choose that belongs to you.
这个老太太就告诉我，当时她就选钱呢。
The elder lady told me, of course, she wanted to select take out money.
有人选金呢、银呢，有人选房子啊。
And some choose gold, silver, and also the buildings, homes.
他爸爸呢，就告诉他们儿女，为什么你们这么笨
？His father told his siblings, "How come you're so dumb?"
那每一个人选，他前面都有一张很旧的中国的画。Nobody
chose some old paintings, old Chinese painting in front of them.
他说，里面这个箱子里面有50张中国的字跟画。And
there within this box, over 50 calligraphy and paintings.
他说是他做秘书的时候呢，叫当时中国50个很出名的政治人物跟出名的书法家帮他所写的。When
he was a secretary, he asked if the top 50 painters and calligraphers to prepare that.
所以呢，他说只有一张，这比起你们手上的这些钱呢，更多了。
Even one of the painting would worth more than what you have selected.
其实呢，以扫就是有这个问题，他原来有权利去得到这、就是、他最好的就是神的祝福，但是他没有把握。
Esau has the same problem, even though he can pick the best blessing, but he did not grab hang on to it.
那么我们就要问这个问题了，为什么以扫卖掉他长子的名分呢？
That begs the question, how come Esau sold away his birthright?
你知道我们看圣经呢，常常遇到难题的时候呢，我们很多人第一个反应呢，就是去找一些参考书。
When we actually encounter tough questions in the Bible, a lot of us would go to refer to reference books.
其实最好的参考书呢，就是圣经自己了。
But the best reference book is the Bible itself.
你知道呢，当摩西去写这个故事的时候呢，他最后把一句评语写在故事的最后。
When Moses wrote this story, he recorded the story. He actually the best reference is actually at the end of that.
他你知道圣经。记载很多事，但是它不是每一件事都给我们一个评语的。
The scripture does a lot of recording, but not every single event actually give us some sort of final verdict.
但是呢，在这边呢，就是三十四节呢，它就给我们这个故事的一个评语。
And in verse 34, it does give us this final verdict of the story.
它就是说。也就是以扫轻看他长子的名声。
So Esau despised his birthright.
这个就是原因。
This is the reason.
轻看就是一个人对一件事情，他看起来觉得是没有价值的，他就拒绝去接受这个事实。
It's like someone who actually didn't think there's value in that, so therefore he rejected that.
换句话说，以扫就是觉得亚伯拉罕契约的福气没有什么价值，没有什么大不了啊。
In other words, he considered what the covenant of Abraham, there is not much value to it.
其实我有一点惊奇他剪纸的反应。
So in a way, I'm a little surprised in terms of his reaction.
你们刚刚念完这个25章的时候，你有没有留意呢？就是第七节讲到亚伯拉罕是175岁死的。
When in verse 7 it talked about Abraham died at the age of 175 years old.
我们知道亚伯拉罕100岁的时候生以撒。
We know that Isaac was born when he was 100 years old.
我们也知道呢，以撒是60岁的时候呢，就生以扫跟雅各。
We know that Esau and Jacob were born when he was 60 years old.
那么你算一算呢，就是当以扫跟雅各出生以后15年呢，当他们直到15岁的时候，亚伯拉罕才去世啊，是不是？
If you actually do the math, you know, at the age when the Esau and Jacob were 15 years old, so that's when Abraham passes away.
就好像我们里面的爷爷奶奶一样，我们很爱讲我们的故事给我们的孙子听的，是不是？
So it's like our grandparents who love to tell the story to the grandchildren.
所以我们可以肯定呢，亚伯拉罕一定有把他神父叫他，他经过这么多年神祝福他这些事情，这些故事都一定告诉以说。
So we can be sure that all these stories that Abraham being called, these stories would have been told to Esau.
其实以说他自己也眼看见神怎么祝福他的家人。
So Esau would have been able to see how God had blessed his family.
但是他却觉得亚伯拉罕之约这个祝福没有什么大不了。
But yet Esau didn't think there's high value in terms of God's covenant and blessings.
为什么呢？
Why is it so?
很简单，就是他不相信神的祝福有什么了不起。
Very simple, in that he actually didn't think God's blessings is of any value.
他也不觉得能够站在神面前在一个蒙福的地位有什么特别。
He also didn't think it's as much value in being blessed by God.
我看到这边的时候呢，我想到给我们基督徒的父母一个提醒。
Here I actually want to have a reminder for those Christians who are parents.
虽然你们的儿女从小都来到教会这边成长。
Even though your children come to church at an early age.
这是他们能够背圣经。
Perhaps they can memorize the scripture verses.
当你问他你信不信主啊，他口里面还是承认他们是信主。
So you ask them, do you believe in Jesus? They would tell you yes.
但是他们的内心是不是真的相信神呢？
Within their hearts, do they actually believe in God?
他们觉得神重不重要呢？
Do they appreciate God's value?
对他们来说，遵守神的命令是一个负担呢，还是一个喜乐呢？
When they actually obey God's command, is it a burden or is it a joy?
不能够因为他在一个教会里面成长呢，他就变成神的儿女。
Just because they grow up in a church doesn't mean that they are children of God.
我记得呢，有一次我帮助一个不信主的华人办他的葬礼的时候呢，发生一件简直的事情。
One time I was helping a Chinese couple with their funeral this following happened.
这是呢，这个家人呢，他也请了另外一个华人的组织帮助他预备，好像这些花还有其他的杂事。花就是 flowers.
They actually invited another family to also help with the floral arrangements.
所以呢，他这个葬礼完了以后呢，他就拿这个华人组织的负责人，他就拿一个火盘拿出来，把这些一些东西烧掉。
So afterwards, this planner would actually took out a metal pot and actually try to burn off some of these various things.
这好像我们佛教的人呢，他讲的话跟他做的事情呢，就好像我们中国人佛教背景的人所讲的话一样。
So it's almost like a practice within the tradition of Buddhism.
但是问题呢，就是这个华人我也认识啊，我在教会里面见过，从前在教会里面见过他很多次啊。
But this is a Chinese person that actually I've seen him in church for many times.
所以我最后就问他一个问题。
So I asked him one question.
你是不是基督徒呢？
Are you a Christian?
他就回答我。
He replied.
他说，我穿尿布的时候已经去教会了。
Even I came to the church starting when I was wearing a diaper.
我听到他的答案以后呢，我比较肯定呢，其实他不是一个基督徒。
So I was I can see that he's not a Christian.
因为他不能掌握得救的道理。
Because he cannot articulate the reason for his salvation.
一个人得救呢，不是因为你爸爸妈妈是基督徒，你就自己也变成一个基督徒啊。
Just because your parents are Christian doesn't make you a Christian.
就好像你看以扫就是一个很好的例子啊。
Look at Esau is a good example.
他爷爷就是亚伯拉罕，但是他自己却没有得到这个神的祝福啊。
His grandfather is Abraham, but he cannot receive God's promise.
在罗马书里面呢，有一句话。
In the book of Romans, there's one this following.
他的就是从以色列生的，不都是以色列人呢？
No, for not all who are descended from Israel are Israel.
这个就是这个意思。
This is the meaning.
你不能因为你爸爸妈妈是基督徒，你就变成基督徒。
Not because your parents are Christian that makes you a Christian.
也不能因为一个人从小去教会，他就变成神的儿女了。
Neither is because someone who has gone to church when he was young that doesn't make him a Christian.
圣经怎么教我们呢？
What does the scripture tell us?
什么人可以成为神的儿女啊？
Who can become God's children?
这个就是在加拉太书三章二十六节里面所 说的，你们应信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
It is stated in the Galatians chapter 3 verse 26. You are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ Jesus.
29节讲到你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是叫做应许承受产业的。
In verse 29, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
你有没有看见呢？谁可以成为神的儿女啊？就是信耶稣基督成为他救主的人了。
Who can become a Christian, and that is the one to have faith through Jesus Christ.
谁是亚伯拉罕的后裔啊？
Who are the descendants of Abraham?
不是这些从血统来说是以色列人的人呢。
Not the ones who have been children been as Israel's.
是这些属乎基督的，就是相信耶稣是他的救主，这些人是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So, those who belong to Christ are the ones the Abraham descendants are those who belong to Christ.
就是你跟我。
That is you and I.
因为我们是相信耶稣曾经为我们的罪死在十字架上，又相信他三天后复活的人。
Because we have we believe that Christ died on the cross for us and has resurrected from the dead after 3 days.
我们将来要承受亚伯拉罕的产业。
In the future, we will receive Abraham's inheritance.
那么我们看过以扫的故事。
After we see the story of Esau.
我们要问一个问题。
Then we ask a question.
那么与我何干呢？
What does that have to do with me? So what?
这个其实是我们看圣经最要问的一个问题。
That is a very question that we need to ask as we read the scripture.
就是好像我们今天讲了几个例子，都是有一些人把他最家里面的宝贝拿出来卖嘛，所以那么跟我有什么关系啊？
We have read a few examples. That is, a lot of people actually take up the very treasure and sell it. But what does that have to do with me?
这个呢，我想呢，在圣经里面，你看，希伯来书里面呢，他有用以扫的故事去提醒我们。
And that is, when you look at the book of Hebrew, you can see the story, and actually, use the story Esau to teach us.
你看这个希伯来书的作者是怎么应用以扫的故事在他自己身上呢？
And you see how that can use the story Esau to apply to himself.
在十二章十六节里面，他说：“恐怕有淫乱的，有贪恋世俗的。”如以扫，他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了。
In verse 16, it says, "See that no one is sexually immoral or is godless like Esau, who for a single meal sold his inheritance rights as an older son."
以扫的故事对与我们何干呢
？What does Esau's story have to do with us?
圣经正是告诉提醒我们，不要像他一样的淫乱。一样的贪婪世俗。
The scripture tells us that not to be like him who is sexually immoral, who actually in English is actually godless, but in Chinese is actually desire the world.
所以我们来看一看什么叫淫乱。
So let's take a look at what does it mean by sexually immoral.
第一，我们了解性欲其实是神。创造。
You see that sexuality is something that God created.
换句话说，性欲是一个好的东西，是神祝福我们的。
In other words, sex is actually a good thing that God blesses through that.
但当神设立性欲的时候呢，他也设立这个性的范围。
And God, when God created sex, He's also established a boundary for sex.
这个范围就是。我们必须要在婚姻里面才是一个神祝福的一个范围。
That is within marriage, this is where God blessed for sex.
所以呢，凡是一个人从在婚姻以外的去寻找性的满足，其实就是淫乱了。
And that is outside of marriage to find a satisfaction for sex, that is sexual immoral.
我们看这个故事里面呢，其实以扫呢，他没有犯淫乱这个事情。
You see in the story, Esau did not commit actually any sexual immoral act.
但是呢，他在你可以说他在性欲里面没有犯这个事情，但是他在食欲里面呢，他犯同一个错误。
In terms of sexual in the sexual area, he did not commit any mistakes, but in terms of
appetite, 就是
In terms of actually his own eating appetite, he committed this error.
他的问题是什么
？What is his problem?
就是他当他很肚子很饿的时候，就是他这个欲望很强的时候，他就什么都不管，就为了满足这个欲望的时候，就连犯罪他也不管。
So you see that when he actually have a desire that he wants to meet, he does not care what it takes to satisfy the desire.
这个其实跟淫乱是同一样的问题。
And this in the same way is the same issue dealing with sexual immoral.
犯淫乱的人就是当他有一个性欲他要满足的时候，他不管什么神的律法，只是他都不管了，就是为了满足的自己的时候，他犯罪也不管。
And when it comes to sexual immorality, it's actually to satisfy his own needs. He did not care whether or not it's sin, but just to satisfy his own desire.
你看以扫他当他弟弟雅各要求他卖他长子的名分的时候呢，他这样子说他。我将要死了，这长子的名分与我有什么益处呢？
When he was about to sell his birthright, what he said was that I'm about, and so family is about to die, what is his birthright to me?
这个意思就是，如果我现在不立时的满足我这个欲望的时候，其实我跟死没有什么分别。
And that is what he's saying, if I cannot satisfy my appetite, my desire right now, it is no different from dying.
我看以扫有一个问题。
I see that Esau has a problem.
就是他对犯罪是没有感觉的。
He has a lacking in sensitivity to sin.
其实我们人里面呢有很多欲望。
And actually, man, within man, there's a lot of desires.
其实有很多欲望其实是神容许的。
There are a lot of desires actually permitted by God.
是我可以说是很正常的。
It's also very normal.
我们追求平安。
We seek peace.
我们追求幸福。
We seek blessings.
这些都是很正常的欲念。
This is all very normal desires.
但是有一些人呢，他就是为了去满足这些欲念，他愿意犯罪，他也不管。
There are those who actually, in order to satisfy these desires, he doesn't care even if it sins.
因为他觉得犯罪没有什么大不了。
He didn't think much of sinning.
第二个问题呢，希伯来书里面提到的以扫的问题，就是他贪恋世俗。
And actually, the second issue is actually he desires the world.
这一个。我看到这几个字的时候呢，我常常想到什么人是贪恋世俗呢？
When I see these words, I ask myself, who are the ones who desire the world?
当然就是这些贪钱的人
喽。Those who actually are greedy with money.
就是很爱用钱去夸耀自己的人呢。
And that is love to use money to say how much he has.
他喜欢穿这些名牌啦。
And loves to wear designer clothing.
但是当圣经讲到世俗的时候呢，其实我翻圣经字典里面呢，它不是指这些东西。
When we look at the Bible, we actually see that the desires world is actually not referring to these things.
他讲到两个事情。
He actually talk about two things.
第一就是这些人只管眼前的事情。
And that is the number one. That actually, these people only cares about what's in front of them.
就是世上的事情。
And that is the things of this world.
第二就是这些人对神没有兴趣。
And second, these people have no desire interest with God.
我想解两个以扫的问题呢，这反映他其实他内心是对属灵的事情是毫无感觉的。
And these two, in summary, actually, when it comes to Esau, he actually had no feeling towards God's things.
他对最坏的事情就是犯罪，他没有感觉。
He has no feeling towards sinning.
他对最好的事情就是神自己，他也没有感觉。
He actually had no desire, no feeling towards the best thing, which is God.
他对属灵的事情就是没有反应。
He has no response to spiritual things.
这个其实是对我们一个很大的提示。
This is a huge reminder for us.
你知道什么东西是没有感觉的呢
？You see, what is the thing? Some of the things that you actually lacking in sensitivity.
就是没有生命的东西才没有感觉。
And that is lifeless things have no feelings.
我自己曾经发生一件事情了。
This following thing happened to me.
让我知道了没有感觉，其实是一个很恐怖的一件事情。
Lacking sensitivity is actually a horrible thing.
2002年的时候呢，我弄伤了我的背。
In the year 2002, I hurt my back.
那么呢，我的背后的神经呢，就给我的这些软的骨头压着。
The nerve ends were got compressed by my cartilage.
所以呢，我这个医生呢就要求我，你马上要动手术。
The doctor told me that you have to have surgery right away.
那么呢，我觉得哎呀，这个很危险哦。
Well, this could be very dangerous.
我还要告诉他，我早一阵子呢觉得我的背很痛，但是我现在已经好很多了，我没有痛了，我只是麻痹。
It was a very a while back. It was pain, but now it's actually kind of numb.
我的医生告诉我，你知道为什么是这样子
？The doctor asked me why. How come you feeling that?
因为你的神经呢，现在是慢慢死掉了。
Because your nerve is actually dying.
所以你慢慢没有知觉。
So you're beginning to lose the feelings.
那么他就证明他的讲法是对。
So he wanted to prove he's right.
他说你坐在坐这里，我拿这个锤子敲一敲你的膝盖，看看有没有反应啊。
So he told me to sit there and actually hit my knee with a little hammer.
那么我的左脚呢就有反应，会踢一下。
So my left knee would kick up with a response.
但是我右边呢是不会动的。
So the right side actually wouldn't move at all.
直到今天也是一样，他不会有。
Up to the day, there's no response.
我看见的时候，我就告诉他，好了，我马上动手。
So I said to him, so okay, I have surgery right away.
因为我知道，如果我不去理他的时候，这条神经就死掉了。
So I know that if I actually ignore that, the nerve endings would die.
死掉以后，你就不能走路了。
Once it dies, you cannot walk.
其实。这个也是我们做基督徒给我们一个很大的一个提示。
This is a huge reminder for us Christians.
如果你犯罪，你都没有反应。
If you're sinning, you have no response.
你面对神也没有反应。
You're facing God, you have no response.
这一个是一个很大很大的一个问题。
This is a huge problem.
要不然你就好像以扫一样。
Otherwise, you'll be like Esau.
就是他从来都不相信神。
You would never believe God.
要不然，只是你的属灵生命，这是一天一天的死掉。
Otherwise, your spiritual life would well-being would die right away gradually.
对一个基督徒来说，没有反应，其实是一个很大的一个问题。
For Christians, if there are no response, it's a huge problem.
我们不要好像以扫一样。
Let's not be like Esau.
因为你所损失的，比起我们刚刚开始讲，你损失2亿美元更多。
Because what you have lost is greater than $200 million.
我们要肯定自己，确定自己是在神的救恩底下。
We need to affirm that we are under the grace of God.
不单只在他的救恩底下，我们的属灵生命必须要是一个活泼的生命。
Not only are we under the grace of God, but our spiritual lives to be vibrant.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear God, we thank you.
因为你在圣经里面多次的提醒我们，不要好像以扫一样，就是对属灵的事情没有反应。
Because time and over again that you have reminded us, like Esau, not to have, to be more responsive to you.
求主帮助我们检查自己。
We ask that you help us examine ourselves.
如果我们里面真的没有信心的时候，我们把握这个时间去相信你。
Because if we don't have this faith, we actually help us hold on this time to believe in you.
如果我们真是神的儿女的时候，我们就是常常会改，去改变自己，去对神更有反应。
So we are truly children of God that we have, we need to change ourselves so that we can respond to you.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.